Blog Talk Radio.
God bless. I'm giving everybody time to come on in. Come on in. It is noonday prayer time. God is worthy to be praised. I give him the honor and the glory. I'm giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. It is so nice and it's so awesome to be able to come on to noonday prayer. I'm giving everybody a few more seconds to come on in. I don't know why I have to give y'all guys a few more seconds. We should be ready to go. We should be ready to just shout and make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. You know, God doesn't necessarily have to wait on us, and so he doesn't wait on us. When God say he's going to do something, he makes a promise to us. He declares and decrees it. He gives us the blessing if it's in his will. So I don't know why is it that we have to always pump each other up to come into noonday prayer. We need to be ready to go when noonday prayer is on and at them. We need to be like popcorn popping out of the box, just ready to come on to noonday prayer. I'm going to give a few more seconds. Amen. Come on, we need to come on in. It's noonday prayer time. Noonday prayer time. noonday prayer time.
Guiding over me and my sisters and my brothers. I can't think of a better Father than the Father God, the Almighty, the heaven and the creator of my life and everyone else's life. I am just so happy to be able to call on the name of God and be able to lift my hands up high and to give him honor and glory and all of the praises because he deserves it. He deserves it. Let us begin to start our noonday prayer. Amen, amen, amen.
I just love that song because he says, I belong to you. I'm yours all alone. Why don't you take me? He's saying, God, why don't you take me? Why don't you make me just what you want me to be? Sometimes we get into this lifestyle and we get into the world. And the Bible said because we are Christians, we're not supposed to be other world. We're not supposed to be involved in the worldly things and the shorts down our ankles and our heads shaved and tattoos all over our body. Because we're in the world, we're not supposed to be of the world. And I thank God for making a plan for us. He had a plan in mind when he made us that we could be Christians and live a Christian lifestyle and be able to not live the Christian lifestyle. And it's not hard. You just got to keep your eyes focused on Satan, because Satan, see, he sits and figure out where he can trap you and entrap you into foolishness and mess. So we have to stay focused on the Word of God. We have to stay focused on our Savior. We have to stay focused on his Son. We have to stay focused on the Holy Spirit, being in tune with the Holy Spirit, listening to the Holy Spirit so that we don't get caught up and Satan's crafts and schemes and slick schemes and things that he come and throws at us. Amen. So Ren Allen, I love him. I belated Bishop Ren Allen. I love him because he says, I belong to you. He made it a decree and declare. He knew who he was. He knew what he was doing. He knew where he was going. And so he made it publicly known in the song that he belonged to the Lord. And he said, I'm yours all alone. That means I'm not belonging to this group. I'm not belonging to this association. I'm not belonging to this denomination. I belong to you, Lord. And that's what we have to do. We have to know that we know that we know without a shadow of doubt that we belong to the Lord. And, I see people still trying to come in, and that's why I say come on in to noonday prayer, because when you belong to something, you participate in it. It's like I've watched some people, my husband does a lot of weddings, Bishop does a lot of weddings, and when we go to some of these weddings, they belong to yacht clubs. Don't you know if they're paying their dues to a yacht club, they belong to that yacht club, they're going to participate in everything that their yacht club has available for them. When you belong to a particular group or a particular place, you participate in it. No one has to beg you to come into it. No one has to, urge you to come into it. No one has to plead you to come into it. When you belong to something, you are full force, you are online, you are on point because you say, hey, I belong to the Father. So because I belong to the Father, I am going to look like the king's kid. I am going to act like the king's kid. I am going to present myself like the king's kid. As a matter of fact, I am the king's kid. I'm going to tell you about the king. I'm going to tell you about my Father who has many cattle on the hill. See, I'm going to tell you about my Father who has a mansion for every last one of us. If you just be willing and obedient to hear him and obey him, you could have that mansion. You don't have to worry about not having enough money to get into the mansion because the mansion was already spoken over you before you were even born, before you even opened your mouth, before you even took your first footstep. He had already promised you a mansion. Come on, somebody. See, I know for a fact that when God says what he going to do, what he going to do, he meant just what he going to do. So when God said when Jesus said, my Father has many mansions, his son did not come and lie. The Bible said in Numbers 23:19, Jesus is not a man that he should lie. And he's the son of man that he should repent. So when Jesus told us that his Father had given us many mansions, come on, somebody. You don't have to worry about your credit score getting in this mansion. You don't even have to worry about how much money you need to get in this mansion because it's not predicated on the money. It's predicated on your behavior. It's predicated on your relationship with the Father. It's predicated on the bridegroom, who's Jesus Christ. It's predicated with the Holy Spirit, who you have a relationship with. So I just love the fact that once I leave here, I don't have to worry about going to a mansion that's dilapidated. I don't have to worry about bed bugs in my lawn. I don't have to worry about the water bill not being paid. I don't even have to worry about the lights not being turned on because my Father has already promised me a mansion. Come on, somebody. You know, it's nothing like when you get a mansion, you can just walk in and say, oh, my God, look at this. Father, this for me. Daddy, you gave me this. It's nothing like when you can go and don't even have to worry about if you can make the next month's rent because the mansion was already promised to you. And this is why we need to come into noonday prayer. This is why we need to open up our eyes and our ears and our heart to the Father, because he has given us things. He has promised us things that we didn't even have to pay for. That is the beauty of it all. It didn't cost us nothing. It cost his son something. It cost his only begotten son. His son gave up his life for us. So we should be willing to come in, and we should be willing to hear willing to give our whole heart over to noonday prayer. And today I hear someone who's saying, Pastor Sandra, well, I've gave my life to Christ. I've done this, and I've done that, and I still haven't got my prayers answered. Young man, I'm telling you right now, just hold on to the hand of the Father. Just hold on to the words, because, see, it's your faith that the Father's trying to get you to open up. It's your faith that the Father's trying to get you to believe in and exercise. Sometimes our prayers are not answered because of our faith. If we just have the faith of a mustard seed, do you know the faith of a mustard seed is almost, as a matter of fact, it's smaller than a grain of rice. That's not a lot, but it's our faith that God wants us to exercise in him. Because why? He's a God that cannot fail. He's a God that will not lie. He's a God that only has our best interest, not the world's interest, but our best interest. So I hear this young man saying he's tried everything. He's gave up everything, but you did it without the faith. Work on your faith, young man. Believe what God has told you and exercise your faith and watch and see if God don't give you just what you're asking for. I see a young woman right now. She's looking for a job. Believe it with your faith. I don't know why, Holy Spirit, good Lord, thank you, Jesus. I don't know why the Holy Spirit has me to open up this prayer this morning with faith, but I believe that there's something that the Lord's trying to tell someone on the line that's predicated to their faith. I see a young lady right now. She's trying to get a job, and she is going everywhere, and for every door that has said no, work your faith out, because God's going to give you a yes, and it's going to be a job that you didn't attend. It's going to be a job that you wasn't aware of. That job, as a matter of fact, is waiting for you because of your faith. If you exercise your faith, God will open that door for you. I promise you he will, because he says the faith is what gets his attention. young lady, if you exercise your faith, God will open the door for you. I'm praying for all the people who are still struggling with the COVID virus right now, Father God. We ask that you come down and touch their bodies right now, Father God. Those that have lung problems, heal those lungs. Those that's having problems with blood clots from the COVID, Lord, move that blood clot out of their body right now, Father God. Touch the blood right now, Father God, and cleanse the blood. Father God, for we know it's the blood that cleanses everything, Father God. Father God, I'm looking down on our babies right now. Father God, our children are being touched with this nasty, ugly virus right now, Father God. Father God, put a protective hedge around all of our babies, from the least to the oldest right now, Father God. All of our school kids and all of our teachers right now, Father God, put a protective hedge around them right now, Father God. Go into the schools right now, Father God, and do a swoop cleansing of the spirit right now, Father God, removing every bacteria out of the school system right now, removing all of the viruses and infections right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the bus drivers, as a matter of fact, right now, Father God. For it was said this morning that several bus drivers now have the COVID virus right now, Father God. Cleanse them right now, Father God. Protect them right now, Father God. Put your loving arms around them and watch over them right now, Father God. Father God, look down on my sister right now, Father God, who's suffering with her liver problems right now, Father God. Look down on Pastor Camilla's brother right now, who's suffering with the kidney problem right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, bless Pastor Camilla's house right now. Bless Sister Angela's house right now, Father God. For Father God, these are your workers right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, I hear Pastor Camilla, your mom is looking for a blessing right now. Bless her right now, Father God. Give her the spirit to come unto you right now, Father God. And no other religion but to this pure religion of Jesus Christ right now, Father God. Let a word be edified in her spirit right now, Father God, that will open her up and say, wow, what is this that I feel right now, Father God? Let her have a yearning for you right now, Father God. Let her understand that she can be delivered right now, Father God, and that once you deliver her from whatever she's going through, Father God, that nothing can take her back to it, Father God. Father God, bless the newborn little one coming into restoration right now. We ask that she be full of happiness, Father God. We ask that her days are awesome and great right now, Father God, and keep a protective hedge around Miss Sherry too, Father God, as she begin to bring in this little one that we are so happy for right now, Father God. And Father God, not only bless Sherry, but bless the whole household. Bless everyone in Pastor Camilla's household right now, Father God. Give them the blessings that they have longed for right now. Open doors where they were closed, and close doors where they need not to be open right now, Father God. Father God, look down on Sister Angela right now, Father God. Give her a blessing and keep a protective hedge around her and her little ones, Father God. Bless her, Father, going in, and bless her, Father God, going out right now, Father God. Father God, I also look down on my twin right now, who's still dealing with the COVID with her lungs right now, Father God. Father God, touch her lungs right now. Heal the cells in her lung right now, Father God. She is in such distress right now, Father God. Move the oppression and distress from her right now, Father God. Let her know that you are a God that still works miracles right now, Father God, like you did with the men that brought the lame man on his bed right now, Father God. It was the friends who prayed for him right now, Father God. It was the friends' faith that had him come on that rooftop right now, Father God. And when you touched his body, you told him to pick up his bed and walk right now, Father God. So I'm believing and interceding for some people that's sick right now, and my twin is one of them right now, Father God. So touch her lungs right now, Father God. Father God, not only touch my twin, but also go around to the hospital beds, to those who are still struggling in COVID right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, not only touch the ones that's with COVID, but touch the ones that's got mental illnesses going on right now, Father God. For it's a rampant of mental illness going on through the land right now, Father God. Touch the families who have lost, where this man with PTSD from the Marines shot up the whole family and killed the 3-year-old baby. Touch that family right now, Father God. touch their hearts right now, Father God, for they're hurting right now, Father God. And I know the pain is probably eating at them, but Father God, let them know that you're going to ease that pain right now, Father God. Let them know that you're coming to comfort them. You're sending the comforter to comfort them right now, Father God. God, not only touch the mental illness, but also touch the famine in the land right now, Father God. For food prices are going up and people are hollering that they can't afford to feed families. Father God, give to people who are just not just enough, but more than enough to be able to feed their families right now, Father God. Father God, fix the food prices where it's not astronomical, where people cannot feed their families right now, Father God. Father God, look down on the evictions and foreclosures right now. Father God, I ask that you keep a protective hedge and give families homes and places to sleep, stable places to live right now, Father God. Father God, I'm asking these things because I believe that you can do it right now, Father God. As a matter of fact, my God, we claim the victory right now, Father God. We claim the victory throughout the land right now. For you said if the prayers of the righteous, the firmament man, availeth much, you will bless it because it's the prayer of the righteous that you hear right now, Father God. So, Father God, we call on you, Abba, Father, to come and touch the land right now, Father God. Father God, not only do we ask you to touch the land, but touch our government right now, Father God. Let them know that you're not into political gain. Let them know you're not into the red states or the blue states. Let them know that you're not even into the governor and the senators and the Democrats and the Republicans and the independents. Let them know there is no division in you, Father God. Father God, work your way from the president all the way down to the commissioner right now, Father God. Touch their minds and their hearts to open up and have sympathy and empathy right now, Father God. Let them know this is not a political game with you, Father God. Let them know that you are a humanitarian individual. You love your children. As Christ loved the church, we should love our neighbors, Father God. Let them know that you're not here to create division, Father God. Let them be able to call on your name and go on their knees in prayer right now. Father God, look down on the people in Americans in Afghanistan right now. Oh, my God, the Palestinians right now, Father God. The Americans that's in Afghanistan, they're stranded right now, Father God. Give them a sense that you are with them and not from them right now, Father God. I saw this morning where there's four planes on the airway bind up, they can't leave Afghanistan because of the Taliban. Father God, go and touch their hearts and allow them to release those planes so that they can come home, the Americans can come home, Father God. Father God, let no harm be done. Let no harm come near their dwelling. Father God, let them not sit in fear. Father God, come on those planes and allow those planes to leave that runway, Father God. So, Father God, we trust and believe in you right now, Father God, and we lift this prayer up to you, Father God. Let no more killing be done innocently right now, Father God. Let no more of our children die of handguns, Father God. Let no more families be killed over shootings and robberies right now, Father God. Father God, we call on your name. We cry out to you because you said if there is one, when Abraham said, if there's 10, would you save the land? Then he came back and said, if there's 5, would you save the land? And he came back and said, is there one? And you spared that one. So, Father God, we call out on you today right now, Father God, asking you to heal the land right now, Father God, asking you to do a sweep through the land right now, Father God, and begin to hear the cry of the people right now, Father God. Pastor Camilla, I hear you. Come on in, my dear. Come on in. This is a sweet woman of God. I love her. I love her. I love her. Come on in, Pastor Camilla, and offer up your prayer today, my dear.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for the prayers that was prayed, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Sandra. Lord God, we pray, Father, that you will continue to bless her, Lord God. Bless her ministry. Bless everything attached to her, Lord God. Father God, as you hear her prayed for her sister, Lord God, and her family members, Lord God. Father, I ask, Lord God, that you hear every prayer that she have prayed over her family, Lord God. And Father, we trust and believe in you, Lord God, that you, Father, have already removed on that situation, that circumstance, Lord God. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, that even before I got on the line, Father, that a news report that the schools are on lockdown because of a bomb threat, Lord God. And Father, I'm praying, Father, as a mother, Lord God, who have a child who's in school now, who's on lockdown because of somebody threatening to blow up the schools, Lord God. So Father, I pray for those who are in Broward County school system, Lord God, whose parents are maybe worried and stressing. But Father, I put my son and every other child in your hand, Lord God. And I pray for safety, Lord God. And I know, Lord God, that you would not put more on us as parents than we can bear. Father, I pray and I thank you, Lord God, for whoever it is to have that idea to even threaten to blow up a school on today, Lord God. I pray for them, Lord God. I pray, Father, whatever the decision that they're making to do this, to cause confusion and worry and stress into parents on today, Lord God, I pray, Father, that they'll stop the things that they're doing. Too many of our children, Lord God, are dying because of COVID and getting sick and going through all kinds of situations. And to do such a threat like this, Lord God, I ask that you would heal that person's broken heart, Father God. It has to be a broken-hearted person that is doing this kind of situation to the children, Lord God. But, Father, I pray for my son and every other child in the school on today, Lord God. I pray for the covering over the children and the teachers, the ministers. And, Lord God, I pray, Father, that you will find this person who is wreaking all this havoc amongst our children who are already stressing about going into schools, being sick or coming back home and sick to their families, Lord God. I pray, Father, I bind that spirit of destruction, corruption, confusion, chaos, Lord God. Father God, I ask that you bring peace and joy into our children, Lord God, that they can be productive young men and women that you, Lord God, created them to be. Father, I pray, Lord God, for everyone, Lord God, around our world, Lord God. I pray, Father, for healing, Lord God. Pray, Father, for peace, Lord God. I pray for joy, Lord God. So many of us, Lord God, are dealing with depression, low self-esteem, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, Lord God. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, even as Pastor has prayed for those with mental illness, Lord God. Father God, mental illness, a lot of us don't talk about, don't mention that we're dealing with depression, low self-esteem, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, Lord God. Father God, we bind all those spirits that is not like you from around your people, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to move forward. Help us, Lord God, to know, God, that you are our strength in our time of need, Lord God. You are our strength, Father, when we're going through things in our life, Father God, that, Lord God, you are there with us, Lord God, that you will never, ever leave us nor forsake us, Lord God, that it's us that back away from you, Lord God, but you're right there, Lord God, waiting on us to reach up and grab hold to you and get our strength to help us to get through these things that we're going through around in our life and in our circumstances and our family and our situations, Lord God. You are our strength. You are our help. You are everything, Lord God. You are our provider, our keeper, protector, God. Lord God, you are our comforter, Lord God, in our time, Father, when we feel that we are alone, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to know, Father, that you're right there with us, Lord God, that you, God, did not create us to suffer, Lord God, but you create us to have hope in the future, Father, all in your word, Lord God. You speak of your love and your mercy, your kindness for us, Lord God. Father God, even when you discipline us, Lord God, it's because you love us and you don't want to see us fall, Father. So, Father, we thank you, Father, for being amazing, Father, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you woke us up this morning, Lord God. Somebody did not wake up this morning, Lord God, and we are here, Father, praising you and thanking you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that even when we're not doing right, God, you're still great in our life, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for blessing our families, Lord God, even with the situations that they're dealing with, Lord God. Father, we thank you for allowing us to be a part of these families that we have, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for bringing us into this world, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for you, Lord God, choosing us, Lord God, to go through whatever it is that we have gone through, Lord God, and we're coming out of victorious, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for healing. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for our family, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God, for blessings to overflow in our life, Lord God. healing, Lord God, will come into our life, Lord God. Our bills are paid, Lord God. Our family is saved, Lord God. It's coming back to you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will heal this land and this country and this world, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you say, God, we have to believe and trust in you, Lord God. So, Father, we trust in you with everything that we have in us on today, Lord God. We will not doubt you, Lord God, because, God, all things are possible. You say to those of us who believe in you, Lord God. And, Father, we believe in you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God. We call it on you on this afternoon. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that even as we're praying on our line, Lord, that as other believers that are praying right now at this noonday time, Lord God, and that you're hearing a roar coming from us down here, Lord God, calling on you, Lord God, to heal us, Father, to move over our lives, to touch us, Lord God. Father, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, and we walked away from you, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, and help us, Lord God, to reach all of those who are lost, who don't know how to call on you, Lord God. Father, help us, Lord God, and give us a fresh word to reach them, Lord God. Give us a way to pray the right way, Lord God. So, Father, you, Lord God, hear these prayers. So, Father, we thank you so much, God, for opportunity to be before you, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you never walk away from us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, when we're going through our situations, Father, you're right there, Lord, with your loving arms open up for us, Lord God. So, Father, I thank you on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that when we're down in our situations and our depression, God, you're still there with us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you find us in those dark areas of our life, Father, that we sometimes don't see the light. But, Father, we thank you, God, for allowing us to see the light. Lord God, we thank you, Father, God, that we can praise you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God, because, God, you're so amazing, God. We thank you for healing in our bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for moving over us, Lord God. Father, even the pain that we may be feeling in our body, Lord God, we thank you, God, that we can even feel it on today, Lord God, because we could be dead in our grave, God, but we are here alive, Father, able to speak and to praise you, Lord God, and to thank you, Lord God, for every opportunity that we get to wake up and to praise you and to thank you, Lord God. We will praise you for the rest of our life, Lord God. We will praise you as long as we have breath within us, Lord God. So, Father, we praise you, and we thank you, Father, no matter what is happening in our life, Lord God. We will continue to praise you, God, because, God, you are great, Father. You are amazing, Lord God. You are the reason, God, that we're doing the things that we have in our life. Father, you're the reason, Lord God, that we're breathing, Lord. You are the reason, God, that our children, God, are in our life, Lord God. You are the reason, God, for everything that we have, Lord God. But, Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Father, others don't know about you, Lord God, but we know you, Lord God. And, Father, we are here, Father, calling on you, our Father, our Creator, our Protector, Lord God. You're everything, Lord God. I thank you, God, for never, ever walking away from us, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you created everything with us in mind. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for the grace, this love that you gave when you sent your amazing son to die for each and every one of us, Lord God, so we can have eternal life, Lord God. I thank you, God, that you could have walked away from us, Lord God, but you sent your son for us, Lord God. So, Father, it's just right for us, God. We thank you, God, for Pastor. We thank you for everyone on this call, Lord God. Father, we just thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can wake up in the morning just praising you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to praise you today, Lord God. I thank you, God, for allowing everyone that is on this line to praise you, Lord God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. You're so amazing, God. Thank you, God, for this day, Lord God. Continue to bless us, Lord God, as we go about our way, Lord God. Continue to bless the ministry that is connected to us, Lord God. Bless every apostle, every prophetess, every prophet, Lord God, every evangelist, every teacher, Lord God. Bless them, Lord God, and give them the word, Lord God, to reach your people in this day and this time, Lord God, so that they, Lord God, can begin to know you on a personal level, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for restoration, healing. Father, we thank you, Father, for a new harvest of people, Lord God, coming into your kingdom, Lord God. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing, God. I give you, Lord God, praise, God. I give you glory and honor, God, because, Lord God, you are so, so amazing, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God, you're good, God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Father God,
we
don't want to be in remiss, Father God. We need to send a special prayer for Pastor Ike right now, Father God. Father God, you know
yes,
his
God.
Eyesight.
Yes,
you know the struggles. You
yes.
know the pain.
Yes, God.
Father God, touch that eye. Father God, remove any infections.
Yes,
remove any problems with
yes,
this sight.
God.
Remove any veins that's not right. Let blood flow through
yes.
that eye. Let that eye open up like you did yes. the man at the Smith at Bethesda. You put the mud on his eye and you washed, had him to wash his eye out. And you asked the
yes.
man, what did he see? He said he saw men as big as grasshoppers.
Yes.
You had him to blink and he said, I see you, Jesus. Father God, if you did it for him, you could do it for Pastor Ike, Father God.
Yes.
Touch that
yes.
eye right now, Father God. The man, touch his vision
yes.
right now, Father God. For you know he wants to have yes. his eyesight so that he can read your word.
Yes.
Like Paul said, how can a man from the grave give you praise if he's dead? Father God, let him be able to
yes.
have his vision where he can read your word. He can give you more honor
yes.
and more glory because not only will he hear it, but he can see the word of God. So, Father God,
yes.
we ask for a special prayer for Pastor Ike Lewis right now, Father God.
Yes.
Touch his eyesight, Father God. Let him know that he's not going
yes.
to lose his eye. Let him not even think he's going to lose his
yes.
eye. Let him know that you will work on his situation. You are going to eyesight. You're going to go and replenish his eyesight. You're going to go and guide the hands of the surgeon to fix it and correct his eyesight. And Father God, we're going to claim the victory over that as well as
yes.
it is done. It is fixed. He has to fix
yes.
it. But Father God, we thank you for all the prayers that was solicited today. And Father God, if there's anybody on this line that needs prayer, I have opened up the lines. If there's anyone who's in request of a prayer, you may state it right now. You may go ahead and say, you don't even have to give your name. Say, I am in need of a prayer, and this is my prayer. We don't need to know your name. We don't need to know your race. We don't need to know your income. All we need you to do is just open up your mouth and say, Father God, this is my prayer for me and my family. Or this is my prayer for me today. So all lines are open. If anyone has any prayer requests or any prayers that they want to render right now, you may do so. But I just thank you, Lord, for just taking the time and sitting by. You said that where two or three are in the midst, you there are in. And so, Father God, we thank you for being in the midst of these prayers. We come to you, Father God, on noonday prayer because we believe and we trust in you, Father God. So if there's anyone online that needs to surrender prayer, you may open your you can say, I need prayer for this.
I need prayer for my health and prayer for my finances.
Amen.
Hello?
Father God, you hear the individual. She needs prayer for her health and prayer for her finances. Father God, we ask that you touch her right now, Father God. Begin to turn the situation around, Father God, for her health and for her finances, Father God. For we know that, Father God, she is a warrior. She's believing and standing on. As a matter of fact, she's trusting on you to move some things right now that's going to open the floodgates for her finances, Father God. As a matter of fact, Father God, you did not deny her finances, Father God. Satan is trying to hinder her finances. So we call
yes.
you out, saying we cast you back to the pit of hell from which you come from. You will not hinder any more of her finances from this day forward. Father God,
Jesus.
We ask that you open up the floodgates right now, Father God.
Yes.
And release the finances. She has something on
yes.
hold in the name of Jesus. Release it right now
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Father God.
Yes.
Open up the floodgates right now, Father God, and allow her finances to flow like the river of water right now, Father God. Let her
yes.
be like the woman who had just the oil pots, and Elijah said, do you have any oil pots? She said, he said, bury all the oil pots from your neighbor, and the blessings begin to flow.
Yes.
So we call out that Elijah blessing spirit right now on her finances.
Yes.
And a matter of fact, we not only call, we ask, Father God, that you give her more than enough, just not enough, but more than enough right now, Father God, for she has been dependent and praying, and she has the faith right now, Father God. She has the faith right now, Father God. Let her faith not get weary in well-doing, Father God. She has the faith, and we call it forth. We call it forth on the finances. We decree and declare that her finances be loosened right now, Father God, that she may be able to consider, she may be able to consider doing more with the finances in the work of God right now. So, Father God, we pray on those finances and ask that it be released. We pray for her good health right now. We pray for a great report on her health right now, Father God, because we trust and believe in you right now, Father God. Right now, Father God, give her the victory. Give her the victory. Give her the victory. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. I encourage each and every last one of us on this line to just hold on to our faith. I know things are hard, things are getting crazy. Every time you turn around, somebody's doing something crazy. But saints, if we just hold on to our faith, I promise you God will see us through. Right now, the attack of the enemy is not on just unions of family, but the attack of the enemy is to kill our faith, because if he kill our faith, then he'll cause us to doubt God. And that's not what the Father wants us to do. We got to hold on to our faith. If we don't hold on to anything else, hold on to our faith and know that the Father loves you, and Restoration and New Harvest loves you too. And we're going to always be here. If you have any questions, any doubts, any concern, call Pastor Camille at Restoration. As a matter of fact, we have a beautiful service tonight coming on where Pastor Camille really goes into the things that we deal with on a daily basis, like our faith, like our relationship. Once she had a title, and she's been working with it, she says, you know, people say, well, I want to be like Christ. And her thing is, do you really know what it means? When you want to be like Christ, do you really understand what you're saying? And she breaks it down so profound and so awesome. Beautiful woman of God, awesome word of God coming. Please come back tonight online at 9 o'clock at Restoration. I promise you something's going to be said, something's going to be done, something's going to be heard that's going to edify your body and the body of Christ. This ends our noonday prayer. I bless each and every last one of you, and we love you all. And go forth. Have a blessed evening. And see something that God will want you to do. Say, I bless you and the Lord do too. And, you know, just go ahead and give a good word to someone. Put a smile on someone's face. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Goodbye, everyone. See y'all next week, Wednesday. And tonight at 9. Woo! I can't wait. Excited. At 9, right, Pastor?
God bless you.
Yeah,
all.
You got a good word?
Yeah. God bless you all.
Okay. God bless you, Sharon. Relax, one of y'all. As a matter of fact, Pastor Camilla, before you leave, what are we doing tonight? What's the chapter and where are we going? So we can, for those that didn't.
We're
going to
be discussing depression. Coping with depression. A lot of us have been going through depression and we don't talk about it. So we're going to talk about it tonight. So come on tonight. I got some scriptures that we're going to talk about. We're going to see in the Bible that it was other people in the Bible that went through depression. And have to figure out, we're going to learn from God how to get through that, how to process that, how to cope with it, how to move forward out of that. Depression is not what God wants us to be in. And it was people in the Bible that went through depression times. A lot of people, a lot of churches don't talk about depression. But right in the church, you have a lot of members that are sitting right in there dealing with depression. They've gone through so much stuff in their life. So we have to address these things that the enemy tries to attack us with. So tonight we're going to be talking about depression. If you know anybody that's suffering with depression, low self-esteem, or anxiety issues, or even suicidal thoughts, bring them on the line tonight. We have an open mic, and we're going to be able to talk, and we're going to see what God says about how to cope with these kind of things. After you prayed about mental illness, and you didn't even know that that was something my where I was going at tonight. See, God is already knowing what it is that we need. So call on and join in on us tonight and be on. I'm one that I've battled with depression. A lot of pastors won't tell you that. I've battled with it, and God is working with me on that. So let's work together on our depression and anxiety and low self-esteem and suicidal thoughts. When we are transparent, then God could deliver us. So join us on tonight, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to let God start healing us from these things. So God bless you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless. God bless everyone, and have a great evening, and we'll see you all guys back tonight. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.